Okay, here we go. The next perek in Malachim Beis, perek Yud Ches. This perek starts the last section of Malachim Beis. Malchi Yisrael are done, and now we're back to Malchi Yehuda, and we start the story of Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu, one of the greatest kings of all time, and a great tzaddik. And the story starts in this perek, and it really continues over the next couple of prakim, where a tremendous nace occurs, as we will talk about what happens to the camps of Ashur. But what happens in this perek? So the Navi starts off by telling us that Chizkiyahu, the son of Achaz, the Malchei Yehuda, will now have a seesaw. It goes from Yotam, who was righteous, to Achaz, who was not righteous, to Chizkiyahu, who was righteous, to Menashe, who was not righteous. As we will talk about each one, this is the third one in that line. Chizkiyahu takes over in the third year of Hoshea ben Ela. He is 25 when he takes over, and he rules for 29 years in Yerushalayim. Vayas HaYasher, he does what's right in the eyes of Hashem. He even removes something that hasn't been done in all the centuries. He even removes the Bamos and the Matzevos, and he has tremendous bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like nobody before him or after him. We'll have to talk about what that word means. And he has Dveikus Bashem, and Hashem is with him, and because he has such bitachon, he is able to rebel against the king of Ashur, who Achaz had served, and he is independent, and he hits the plishtim, the chulu, vayehi. And then the perek, to contrast, reviews for a minute what happened to the end of Malchi Yisrael, Hoshea ben Elah, Shalmaneser, the king of Ashur, who had a different opinion. Some say this was Sancheriv with a different name. Some say it was a different king. He went up to Shomron and captured it and sent all the Jews from there into Gaulis, the 10 tribes, Machlokas Tanan, that we discussed, whether they will ever come back or not. But they were sent out because they did not listen to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in contrast to that, we have Chizkiyahu we have in this perek, Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, about 9 years after the Ashur country finished off Malchei Yisrael, they now try to finish off Malchei Yehuda, the rest of the Jews. They surround all the cities, all the fortified cities. Chizkiyahu, the king of Melech Yehuda, sends. He says, "Oh, he tries to avoid war. He says, let me send you a tribute. Let me send you a gift." And Chizkiyahu cuts off the doors of the Heichal, or at least peels off the gold, sends it to them. The king of Ashur is not interested. He takes the tribute, but then he sends Rav Shakei. He sends three, but the main one was Rav Shakei min Lachish, to basically boast and insult and let the Jews know that they are going to have a battle. He goes and he meets the three men who were sent out by Sancheriv to meet them, including Shevna, Yoach, and Eliakim, and Rav Shakeh starts his diatribe and starts his screaming. The king of Ashur says to the Chizkiyahu, "What are you doing? Who are you having bitachon in? Hashem is not going to save you, and Mitzrayim is not going to save you, and you know you want to send me even more money. Maybe I'll think to not attack you, but really, Rav Shakeh is speaking on behalf of Sancheriv, I'm going to attack you." And he even says, "Didn't Hashem tell me and I heard Nevuah that Asher is supposed to go up against Yisrael?" The people of Sancheriv says, "Can you please speak in Aramaic? We don't want everybody to hear about this and get all depressed." And Rav Shakeh says, "No, I'm going to raise my voice. I'm going to speak even louder. I'm going to tell everybody." And he starts talking to the regular Hamonan. He says, "You know, there's going to be a siege. There's not going to have any water. You're not going to have any food. Just come with me. Leave Yerushalayim. Come to Ashur. I'll give you all good things. I'll give you food and a bed and shelter, and I'll give you a place that's just as nice as this place. Don't you see that Ashur has wiped out all the other Avodah Zarahs in the land, and we're going to wipe you out also?" The people did not answer a word. V'lo ano so davar, ki mitzvah samelachi, Chizkiyahu had told them not to answer, and what happens? Eliakim, Shevna, and Yoach go back to Chizkiyahu, and he is kru'ei begadim, we'll see why, and they tell him exactly what Rav Shakeh says. This is the lead-up, the build-up to the next couple of prakim about what is going to happen. So let's go back to the beginning of the parak. Again, parak Yud Ches. Vayehi bishna shalosh lo Shia ben Ela melech Yisrael. In the third year of Hoshea ben Ela, the last king of Israel. Malach Chizkiyahu melech Achaz melech Yehuda. Chizkiyahu, the king of Achaz, he is the king of Yehuda. He is 25 years old when he takes over, and he rules for 29 years. His mother is Avi ben Bas Zachariah. the name of his mother. Maybe it's from Zechariah Hanavi, some suggest. Vayasa Yasher Beni Hashem, right, and he does righteous. There are so many great things that the Gemara talks about. Mesechah Sanhedrin, I think in almost every parak in Sefer Malachim, we've quoted something from Sanhedrin. Mesechah Sanhedrin cannot be learned unless you know Navi, Malachim, Aleph, Malachim, Beis, specifically. There's so many Gemaras in Sanhedrin. So this also, that Tzadi Dalet talks all about Chizkiyahu, Amid Aleph, Amid Beis, Amid Beis. What did he do? Chizkiyahu. Na'atz kan chariv al pesach beis medrash. He put a sword in the front of the beis medrash. V'yomar, kol mishena osik batorah yitkar b'cher. Whoever doesn't learn Torah will be cut with a sword. Zu, batkum yidon v'abersheva. They check from Don front to Beersheva, all the way up north. Why Don? Maybe because that's where Malchi Yisrael had their avodah zarah. Don v'ad Beersheva v'lo matzu am ha'aretz. Everybody knew Torah. Migepes v'adantipris v'lo matzu tinok v'tinokes ish v'isha shloha yubakiyin behilchus tumah v'tara. Unbelievable Torah knowledge that was thriving in the days of Chizkiyahu, among other great things that he did. What did he do? The psukim described right here. Hu heiseres abamos, he removed the bamos v'shibras amatzevos. He broke down the matzevos. From Chaim Kadievsky is Bedaik, it does not say that he destroyed the bamos. It says he removed the bamos. Why? Some of these bamos were built bizman heter, even before the Mikdash, and they've just been used. Now there was a Zman Isser, and they shouldn't have been used, but they were built beheter, so he didn't destroy them, he removed them. The Shibras HaMatzevos, the Karatz HaSasheri, he cut down the Asherah trees, the Kitas Nechash HaNechoshes HaRas HaMoshe. He broke down, he destroyed the Nechash HaNechoshes. We know from Sefer Bamidbar, when there was a plague, after Bnei Yisrael complained inappropriately, there was a plague, a serpent that was going around and killing them, and Moshe quickly built the Nechash HaNechoshes, the copper snake, held it up, and whoever looked at the snake was healed. So that was still around to be a siman, as a zecher, to the tremendous nace that occurred. The problem is people started worshipping it as avodah zarah, Nechash HaNechoshes, and all the kings in the past, maybe it wasn't worshipped as much, but either way, they didn't do anything about it until Chizkiyahu came along and did something about it and got rid of it. And Chazal are very happy about what he did. We know the Braisa, it's a question whether it's a Braisa, it's a Mishnah, let's assume it's a Braisa. Says the Braisa, Psachim Nunvav is also in Brachas Daf Yud. Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyahu Amelech. Chizkiyahu did six things. Ashlosha Hodulo, Vashlosha Lo Hodulo. Three of them they were happy with, three of them they were not happy with. So it's amazing. In our parak, we have one on each side. One on each side. What is that? Gira Atmos Aviv. He took out the bones of his father, Achaz, and he rolled them on a bed of ropes, meaning he was mevaza them, which brought a kapara for him, and they were, the Chazal were very happy about that. Also here, he destroyed the Nechash HaNechoshes. It was being used for Avodah Zarah. So that's why it was good. And Gana Sefer Refuos Vahodulo. And he put away the Sefer Refuos, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, what the problem was about the Sefer Refuos here in Psachim Daf Nun Vav. But then the other, Ashlosha Lo Hodulo. What was one of the ones? Kitzes Dalsal Shel Heichal. V'shigron L'melech Asher V'lo Hodulo. He cut off, or he at least peeled off the gold of the doors, as we mentioned, sent it to the king of Asher V'lo Hodulo. They were not happy about that, right? With all of his bitachon, maybe this went too far. And then Sasa Megichon Elyon, he closed off some of the water sources outside because didn't want the water to go to Asher. Same type of idea, V'lo Hodulo. And then it was Iber Nisa Benisa, a different type of a problem. But either way, this is what the Navi tells us here. One of the ones that they were happy with was that he destroyed the Nechash HaNechoshes. And the Radak emphasizes here that even though there was some good in that it helped people remember the Nace, but the Avodah Zarah that was related to it was outweighed, and therefore he had to get rid of it. Ki ad hayam mahema yubnei Yisrael makatrun lo. They gave Ketores to it, vayikra lo nechushtan. But he wanted to be mevazed. He called it just a piece of copper. What are you worshipping? He had bitachon, va'achrav lo haya kamo b'chol ha'achi Yehuda. There was nobody like him, like in the kings of Yehuda afterwards. Okay, that's good. Va'asher hayu lefanav, or before him. Really? What about David? What about Shlomo? Three ideas. Number one, Rashi says, chutz mi'David u'Shlomo, right? That's fine. Rashi says, excluding, not including David and Shlomo. That is one pshat that you might. I'm sorry. The Radak quotes Rotzel over Chutz Midavid Shlomo, Avershal Malchi Yehuda, and even the other ones that were great. There were many good ones, right? The Radak here lists off the positive ones: Asa, Yehoshaphat, Yehoash. At least the first part of his life, while Yehoyada was alive, Uziyahu Yotam. Right, that's a great summary of the Malchi Yehuda that were righteous. They weren't as great as him. But David and Shlomo are different. Number one, they're not included. The Ralbag here says no. Even David and it doesn't mention Shlomo, but even David. Why? Because David was with Bathsheba. We don't know of a specific chait besides the other things that the Chazal weren't happy about. So maybe that's what it means. In a sense, he was greater. The Mishmat Zozab says maybe it's not, like, backing up maybe the day of the Radak, it's not talking about David and Shlomo because they were in Malchi Yehuda. Remember, in their day, it wasn't split yet. So if it wasn't split yet, you can't call them Malchi Yehuda, right? They're Malchi Yisrael. So that's an amazing deal that the Mishmat Zozab suggests that maybe the suggestion of the Radak, you don't even have to say, oh, but of course it means except. You don't have to say, that's the Pasha Pshat of the text. If you look at Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Bo, where the Makkah of Arbe is described, the Pasuk says, V'achrav lo yiyakein, yud yudalad. There was never another Makkah like this, and all the Rishonim deal with, and even the Gemara, the Chazal, Gemara in Meseches Tainus, I think, deals with. What about in the time of Yoel? There was also an amazing plague. So they give different suggestions. Maybe this had a lot of types, and this only had many of one type. Various suggestions given there in the Gemara, and the Rabbeinu Bachai here quotes that Gemara, and then he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Lefisha makas ha'arbe tavo b'minag ha'olam of derech ha'mikre, va'ot shabal yedei ruach ha'kadim kiminhag." That it was different how this makkah was brought. It came with the wind, like minag ha'olam of derech ha'mikre. Rabbeinu Chananel, and this is what's important for us now. The Rabbeinu Bachai quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, "Va'achrav lo yiyakein al yedei navi." What does that mean? Through nevuah. Meaning that's where it didn't come, that it was forecast, that it was going to happen, and the details involved, it never happened again. Ukamo, meaning there's an element that didn't happen again. Ukamo mashakasa b'chizkiyo. And it says the same thing that it's written by Chizkiyo. And he quotes our pasuk, Bashem b'alakei Yisrael batach v'achrav lohoye kamohu, bi'ur zeh b'bitachon lohayu kamohu. In that mida bitachon, avo b'yiras chet u'bishar midos hayu kamohu. V'chein mashakas of al Yoshua, Yiras Chayit and Sharmi does the war, and also by Yoshua it says when he stopped the sun of the moon and Shemesh Begivon Dome, v'halo haya kayom ahu lufanav acharav l'shmo Hashem b'kolish, that the sun listened to a man. Says the Rabbeinu Achai, yeah, it means that he didn't listen to a man. But when the sun stopped in the days of Moshe or Nakdiman Ben Gurion, Hashem did that without the dibur of a man. So whenever you have a pasuk like this, and Hebrew, three of them all together, it just means in a specific realm it was unique and it never happened again. Okay, we continue Pasuk Vav. Vayidbak Bashem lo sar me'acharav. He had dveikus. He had dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, what is dveikus? Chazal tell us dveikus. You can't be davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe he was davak to Talmid HaChamim. He was davak to the Torah. Lo sar me'acharav. Vayishmar mitzvosav asher tziv Hashem esbosh. And he followed all the mitzvahs. Vayashem imo b'chol sheyitzi yaskil. And because of this bitachon, so he won battles. Vayimro b'melech Ashur v'lo avado. He rebelled against the king of Ashur. He didn't have to serve him because of the tremendous bitachon. There is a medrash that's quoted that he had the highest level of bitachon out of anybody. And the medrash compares him to three other kings. This is in the Psichta to Eicha Rabasi. Arba malachim hayu, masha tava zeh lo tava zeh. There were four kings. Each one of them asked Hashem what the other one didn't. Ve'eluhein, David, Asa, Yehoshaphat, Chizkiyahu. What does David say in Tehillim? Erdof oivai va'asi game. I'll even run after my enemies. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani osa kein. You do that, but I'll help you out. Amar asa va'amar, ani ein bikoch la'rogosam. El ani rodefosam v'ata oseh. I'm not even like David. I can't even kill them. I'll just start running, and you do. Amar lo ani oseh, fine. Amar Yehoshaphat. Amar ani ein bikoch lo la'rog v'lo lerdof. El ani omer shira v'ata oseh. I'll just say shira. Shem says fine. Amar chizkiya v'yamar. Ani ein bikoach lo la'arog v'lo lirdo v'lo lo marshira ella ani yashen al mitasi v'ata oseh. As we'll see in the future prakim, he doesn't do anything. And the whole armies of Ashur get taken care of. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani oseh, sh'ne'emar, as we'll see in the next parak, v'yibach balaylahu, v'yetzi malach Hashem v'yach b'machane Ashur. So he had such bitachot that it was so high. Obviously, we always talk about the balance of bitachon and ishtavlus, but somebody on the level of Chizkiyo was different, just like we say Yosef HaTzadik was different, but most of us, we have to find the balance a little more ishtavlus, but always know that the ishtavlus does not exactly bring about the Yeshua. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, so this was the lead up the Chizkiyahu was a tzaddik. Vayihi, as we said, now the Navi reviews what happened to Malchi Yisrael. In the fourth year of Chizkiyahu, Shana Reshviya Sloshia ben Ela, Melech Yisrael, Ola, Shalmaneser, Melech Ashur, Shomron, Yatzar, Ola. Shalmaneser, the king of Asher, comes, besieges Shomron in the north for 3 years, and finally he breaks through the walls, and he sends Malchi Yisrael, he sends all the Yisrael up north, the 10 tribes, into Golus, to Ashur. He brings the Kusim in, if you remember, and this was all because they didn't listen. Why is this repeated? Says the Abarbanel, it's the contrast. The days of Hoshea ben Ela, the Bnei Yisrael made Hashem angry, so the king of Asher came and surrounded and won. In the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the king of Asher came and surrounded and lost. Right? So it's the contrast between Perek Yudches and Perek Yudtes, as is described by the Abarbanel. But Pasuk Yud Gimel Ubar Basri Shalom Melech Chizkiyahu, in the 14th year of Chizkiyahu, which was 9 years after the Malchei Yisrael were taken care of, Ola Sancherev Melech Asher, first time Sancherev is mentioned by the name, Al Kolare Yehuda B'suros, he goes and he attacks all the fortified cities, all the what he sees Vayipasem, and he grabs them. There's only one left, and that's Yerushalayim. That's going to be the final battle. Only one left, so it's going to be a fierce up until the last moment when Hashem steps in. The Abarbanel asks again, if he was such a Chizkiyahu was such a tzaddik, and as we saw in the first 9 psukim of the perek, so why was it even close? Why did Asher come so close and they won battles all the way until they got to Yerushalayim? Masharoy shena yena shlishis im haya Chizkiyahu tovim Hashem v'man Hashem lama ba hatzarazos biyamav. The Omer, Shelohaya Zeb Echadus Chizkiyahu, Ki Im Ba'avon Amo. It wasn't Chizkiyahu, it was the nation. Lefisha Rabim Yisrael, Hayamo Asim Malchus based oven. Many people didn't like him. Many people thought he wasn't a good king. He was busy learning. He was busy focusing on spirituality. And there are those that say maybe that was a little bit of a negative, as we'll talk about in the next parak when we talk about the fact that he didn't say Shira. But either way, that's why it was close. It wasn't close because of him. It was close because of the Am, and they might not have deserved the such a great Yeshua. But again, Chizkiyahu was on such a high level, the Gemara even says, Sanhedrin Sadi Dalet, that same Gemara, that Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, and he wanted to make Sancherev Gog Umagog. We know Yechezkel tells us that sometime before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a great battle, Gog Umagog. So what is that? So we hope it happened already. We hope it was World War II. Who knows? But Hashem wanted to make it earlier in history. But the Gemara, as we'll talk about it next time, said Bnei Yisrael were not Zochet. But either way, let's get back to this story. Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda says to the king of Asher, Chatasi, I'm sorry that I don't serve you anymore. Please let me send you a tribute, and you cannot battle me. Vayita Chizkiyahu, and he brought all the kesef and nimsa beis Hashem, osres beis HaMelech, kitzeitz Chizkiyahu, as dalsos aheichal, Pashtus, that means, as the Mefarshim explained, he peeled off the gold that was on the doors, and this is one of the three things that Chazal were not happy about, because for him, it was too much ishtavlus and not enough bitachon. Vayishlach melech Asher, Asher doesn't care, they take the money, and then they go as follows, they go back. The king of Asher sends Tartan, Rav Shakei, and Rav Saris to Chizkiyahu to talk to him. In Yeshayahu, it just says it was Rav Shakei, maybe it was two different times, or maybe it was just because Rav Shakei was the leader. Vayalu vayo Yerushalayim, they come to Yerushalayim, vayalu vayavo, they come in the view of everybody, and they start making a scene. Vayikru al HaMelech, they call to the Melech, and the king sends out El Yakim, that was all the bias, Shevna HaSofer v'yoch ben Asaf. And Shevna himself, maybe we'll get back to this also, Shevna is a mysterious figure. The Gemara and Sanhedrin Chavav say that he became a traitor. He even sent an arrow over the wall saying, Shevna wants to go over to your side. Chizkiyahu is the one that's causing problems. And Chazal tell us that he eventually met a terrible death when he went through with a bunch of men. The doors closed, so he was left alone. He didn't have all the men with him. And he goes in front of Sancherev and he meets a terrible death. The Psukim and Yeshayahu talk about what Shevna did in Perachav Beis. It is unclear whether he was already a traitor now or later. The Radak has different views. And there's also different views in the Gemara. Sanhedrin Daf Samach tells us that he was a Yisrael Mumar. He was really a Jew. It's really a Jew that went over. The Yerushalmi does not say that. Yerushalmi holds that he was a Goy. But there is a day that he was a Jew. Why? There are a couple of psukim that hopefully we'll mention that gives a little bit of that impression. So either way, so Rav Shakei starts talking to them. But I'm sorry. Let me take it back. I just said two things at once. Everything we were talking about was Shevna. Shevna was obviously a Jew, and he was going over. I just jumped the gun and spoke about Rav Shakeh for a second. Vayomer lehem Rav Shakeh. Rav Shakeh, there's a machlokes. With the Bavli, Sanhedrin Daf Samach, say that he was a Yisrael Mumar, and the Yerushalmi says that he was a guy. So that's, we'll have to see what hints in the text there are to think that Rav Shakeh was a Yisrael Mumar. Shevna, separate discussion. I apologize for that putting together. So Vayomer lehem Rav Shakeh. Imrun al Chizkiyo, you tell your king, you tell your Chizkiyo that the king of Asher says as follows, right? The insult, Rav Shakeh doesn't even call Chizkiyo a king. You tell Chizkiyo that the king of Asher says, what do you have a bitachon in? Amartach dvar svatayim, what, you have words. What does that mean, you have words? The Radak quotes Tupshatim. He quotes from his father. What, you think prayer is going to help you? He's denying prayer, dvar svatayim. Or number two, he's saying, what, you're telling your men not to be afraid? That's a fake, that's false. What are you relying on? Are you relying on Mitzrayim? That's what he guessed. Ashi yisamech ishalav, they're nobody, they're going to fall. V'chitemur tomer ne'elai pasach habez, el Hashem elokeinu batachnu. You're saying that you're relying on Hashem, our God? That's one hint. Could be Rav Shakeh is including himself. Hallo, who Asher Hezir Chizkiyos Bamos of his Mizvachosav? Right, Chizkiyo removed all of the idols and he bowed down. But let me tell you, don't rely on him. Ata hisarevna asadoni esmelech Ashur. Send me a tribute and then you'll be safe. I'll give you a lot of horses. But don't think you can rely on anybody else. And then Pasach Chaf, hey, fascinating. Ata hamibalade Hashem alisiyas hamakom alamakom hazeh? Am I doing this without permission from God? Hashem amar elai. Alei ala haaretz hazos v'hashchis. Hashem told me. What does this mean? So maybe it means that there was a nevuah. Some of the mafarshim explain. There was a nevuah that they were going to go up and conquer, but that was only Malchi Yisrael, not Malchi Yehuda. Or the Ber Moshe touches on this also. This is the way of many enemies of the Jews throughout history. They destroy us in the name of God. Or even, especially Rav Shakeh is a Jew, within the Jews, they do anything. They do Averis Chamuros Piyoser in the name of God. Everything. Religious fanaticism, right here, in the name of God. You think I'm doing this by myself? That's the most dangerous that there is when somebody thinks they're acting with Shem Shamayim when they're doing terrible things. El Yakim Shevna Yoach, and then tell Rav Shakeh, you know, please speak in Aramaic so nobody understands you. And he says, no, I'll speak in Hebrew. And he turns to the Hamonam and Pasach Havzayim. He says, it's going to be terrible. You're going to be eating your own soa and Meraglayim. There's going to be a famine. V'yamar Rav Shakeh v'yikar b'kol gadol Yehudis. He spoke in Hebrew. Second idea, how did he know Hebrew? Maybe he was a Yisrael Mumar. Vayidaber vayomer shimu dvar melech ha-gadol melech ha-ashur. Listen to the king of Ashur. Al yashi lechem chizkiyo. Don't listen to him. Ki lo yochal ha-atzil ha-spem yado. He cannot save you. Don't trust in him. Just come. Al tishmo chizkiyo. Come with me. Asu iti brachot su'elai. Ichlu ish gafno vish tenaso. You know, it'll be great. And I'll take you to, pasuk lamed beis, v'lokachti eschem el eretz ka'artzachem. I'll give you a land just like this one. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalet, says, elsewhere in Yeshayahu, there's a special name given to Sancheref. Special name. Snapi, we'll see it in the future. Why was he giving a special name that means noble, great one? Because here he did not say, I'm going to take you to a better land. He said, like this land. He didn't put down Eretz Yisrael. Even that little hint of not putting down Eretz Yisrael, unbelievable. Right? We had earlier, there was a wicked king that was zochet to such a long malchus. Why? Because he built up a couple of cities in Eretz Yisrael. The goblets of Eretz Yisrael. But either way, he says, come. I'll give you food. I'll give you everything. Don't listen to Chizkiyo. What? Did anybody, any of the gods save the other people that we have destroyed already? And Hashem hasn't saved? That's blasphemy. He equalizes Hashem to the other gods, to gods. The Chrishua Am Pazak Lamed Vav Lo Anu Oso Dover. But they don't say a word. Ki mitzvas hamelachi lemar lo sanuhu. Pashas, what does that mean? Hashem told them, Chizkiyo told them not to answer. The Ar Sameach learns from this pasuk, Avadim Beis Hay, that the halacha of Dama Shatashav Apikaris is only by Apikaris Goy. Apikaris Yisrael is Pakar Tvei, and therefore you don't answer. That's why they didn't answer. The Chassidish Rebbe's, in the Bira Chassidus it says here, maybe you could take this pasuk out of context. Mitzvas HaMelechu, do mitzvas because Hashem told you. Not because you could explain it or say something about it. Mitzvah HaMelechu. It's the mitzvah of Hashem. So what happened, El Yakim and the other, Shevna and Yoach, come back to to Chizkio, who is Kuru'ei Begadim. He tore his clothing. Why? Because, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he heard the blasphemy of a fellow Jew, Rav Shokei, and that's where he tore his clothing. Unless you say he was a guy, and you tear your clothing even from blasphemy from a guy. Either way, this is the perek that leaves the groundwork for the unbelievable nace that's going to occur in the next perek. Okay, we'll stop here.